Well, it's Saturday. Saturday, and here we are again on Late Night with Deanne on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. During the week, I'm on Monday through Friday on Truth Radio and also Blog Talk Radio simulcast from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also on Now Live, Blog Talk Radio again at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time through the week with Justice Radio. We have the Mike Katz Awareness Hour on Friday, and we're looking for other people that want to report the news in their state, so please contact me at 630-666-8528, 666-8528. My mailing address is 450 Rogers Street, 450 Rogers Street, Unit 2E, 2E, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515, 60515. And email me at Deanne, D-A-N-N-E, dot B-U-R, L-E-Y, at gmail.com. If you want to go to my blog, it's justiceradio.wetpaint.com, justiceradio.wetpaint.com. It's got schedules on there, everything you want to know, and I'm adding more as we go. Now, today is the December 22nd, and my God, what happened last week? We had the fire in Dick Cheney's office. We don't know what caused it, what was burnt, but it was a fire. We have a situation that a young woman went under the knife at a hospital trying to get a transplant, and at the last minute, the HMO she was with finally approved her scenario, but the thing was, it was too late. A huge class action, huge lawsuit in regards to that. But I mean, there's so much going on in the press, and one of the things that we need to look at too is what has happened in the arena of the military. Our military men are being sent overseas, lied to, saying that they're getting $30,000 for pay, bonuses, but if they get injured, they're not told that if they get injured, they will not be able to keep that money. They have to return it. Many people are coming back injured with injuries that are beyond repair. There's no insurance, nothing available. Post-traumatic stress over the hill. Lots and lots of veterans are coming back that are, in all types of disarray. Then you have a huge suicide rate with the veterans. Huge suicide is being not mentioned in the mainstream media. You have also the other issue with our veterans, the men and women that are serving. A lot of them are deserting. They said that right now it's up in the 80% deserting right now because they don't like what's going on over there in Iraq. And we're going to be talking about some of these things and more with my special guest, Arthur Berkloff, with the Veterans for Constitutional Law. He's going to be on the first hour. And second hour of the broadcast, we're going to talk about this judicial nightmare that's going on. We've been getting calls all over the country in regards to this mess that's happening, and new laws are getting ready to be passed. So we're going to be talking about that at 9 o'clock. So we want you to call in. Please call in. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I'm going to bring up my co-host, John Alastasis. John, are you there? John?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Well, I caught you just before the break, but we'll be pulling you back up in a few minutes, and we're going to also bring Arthur on. So we'll be right back after this break. Callers 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365. And tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Earlier.
Yeah. Your lost little girl.
Hi, we're back. And it's Deanne with Late Night with Deanne, and I was bringing John up just as the commercial was coming on. John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good here. Got all cleaned up and I'm relaxed and waiting for a good program here.
Yeah, we're going to, and I don't want to stop, anything from going on, so I'm going to bring Arthur Bergloff on. He's a wonderful man, a courageous man that's in this battle to prevent more disparity to our young men and women that are serving in the military. Arthur has a group called Veterans for Constitutional Law, and he has been involved a lot with this issue of nightmares that are going on right now with our military men not receiving benefits, not being treated fairly in veterans organizations and things across the country. And he also time in goes back over to Vietnam and helps with the people over there, and he's going to talk a little about that, I hope. So I'm going to bring Arthur Bergloff on. Arthur, are you there?
Well, that's Bernklau, and I'm executive director, Deanne, of Veterans for Constitutional Law. And for those of you who have not heard of us, we're a totally voluntary organization made up of disabled veterans, their families, and friends, with the purpose of defending disabled veterans' benefits and rights from a predatory Department of Veterans Affairs. That's the other name for the VA. And some of the self-serving National Veterans Service organizations, and even Congress itself, who keeps assaulting veterans' rights. Now, none of our staff, our executives, nor our board receives more than $1 per year for pay, and we have made great strides this year to effect our main goal. And our main goal is legal parity for America's veterans by being the primary force behind getting Senate Bill S-3421 passed, which led to disabled veterans finally being able to retain their own attorneys to fight the VA for disability compensation claims. Now, previously, for the past 75 years, the VA would not allow us the right to have our own lawyers, although they have over 1,200 attorneys, finding newer, better, and more devious ways to deny claims. They usually took these claims and forced them over to their friends and colleagues at the National Veteran Service Groups, who are not exactly veteran-friendly. VA-friendly, yes, but not veteran-friendly. And due to our efforts, and as I said, we were the primary force in getting this passed. Due to our efforts, all this has now changed for the better, and you can rest be assured that any of your donations will not be spent on administrative costs. And again, my name is Arthur N. Burnclough, 631-474-4261, and we've got some very interesting things to talk about tonight.
Now, Arthur, let's go right to the meat of the thing. Now, what is going on that we need to know in Washington right now that is very detrimental to our veterans?
Okay. They're in the process of privatizing the Veterans Administration. They're trying to privatize it. And this is the cabal which Mr. Anthony Principi, a former secretary of the VA, Mr. Nicholson, and now the new man, General James Peak, and they're all with the QTC Corporation. And the QTC Corporation has been given the contract. Originally, Mr. Principi got a $250,000 bonus from QTC 1 day prior to taking office as the Secretary of the VA. He was paid $250,000 to quadruple the contract between the QTC Corporation of Diamond Bar, California, and the VA. And he enriched them to the tune of $1.2 billion. And your current guy, who is now in there, says he's going to enrich him to $2.5 billion. Now, in the interim, right after Principi left, by the way, after he left, he still maintained the relationship with his own company, QTC. We had Nicholson, who wasn't any better than Principi, and he's part of this cabal. Nicholson is now being sued by that group of 800,000 veterans out in San Francisco, California, on constitutional due process and civil rights. And now they put General Peak in. And General Peak was a Surgeon General, and on his watch, all this that happened at Walter Reed took place on his watch. And
now, the thing I just want to ask you now, this is the thing that bothers me. Privatizing the military, that means that anybody that has a business or a company or a corporation can come in and make a bid for taking over the Veterans Administration.
You bet.
Means
and
even
it's going
foreign,
on right now.
That means even foreign concerns that are not connected with the U.S. So that means that if I have a company and I am connected with a foreign country that we're at war with or supposedly a threat, I can make a bid in, and if the bid is great enough, then that means that I, as a foreign business from another maybe unfriendly nation, can take over the veterans group for the United States. What kind of craziness is that?
Well, these government administrative agencies are for sale to the highest bidder, and right now QTC is the highest bidder. Now, here's the worst part about it. The worst part about it is not only is the American taxpayer getting screwed royally, because to do a physical evaluation, if it's done in the hospital by a VA doctor, the charge to the government is $89.80. Being that it's done on the outside by a private corporation, QTC, The charge to the government is $495, more than 500% more than it would be if they were done normally by a VA doctor in a VA hospital. Now, not only is the taxpayer of this country getting screwed royally, that's the bottom line usually with these administrative agencies. Not only is the taxpayer getting screwed, but the veteran, the injured and disabled veteran, is getting screwed because he's not getting an MD examination and an evaluation. These evaluations are being done by the clerks at QTC, who are not medical doctors. And what they do is they simply sign off to a medical doctor who works for QTC just for a signature, and the person who signs that has never even seen the veteran. I mean, what kind of chicanery
is
this?
Well, you know, I want to bring this in, too, because this is a very important issue. This last week, this isn't a veterans issue, but it's tied into this nightmare that's going on with insurance. You had a woman that had a daughter that needed a liver or kidney transplant or something, and she had tried through her HMO to get a clearance of that. And anyway, they refused, denied, and then anyway, at the last minute, because of a public outcry, they said yes, and then the young woman died. Now, that goes back to what these insurance companies can do.
Exactly.
And when you have a situation of privatization of these insurance companies with administrators making administrative decisions on someone's health, then you have this problem where people can die. Is that not right, Bert?
That's right. This is exactly what's going on, and let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you exactly what happened here. With this new guy coming in from the QTC Corporation, General Peek, and his hands are not clean from the scandal at Walter Reed Hospital. It happened on his watch. With this new guy, General Peek, coming in, things are going to get even worse than they are now. And people will say, how much worse can they get? Hey, you wait and see. They are going into a full privatization for the Veterans Administration. That's what's taking place right now. And this thing was planned years and years ago, and until Mr. Principi came on the scene, and nothing happened. Now, I submitted over 240 pages to the attorneys who are taking Mr. Nicholson and the VA plus Attorney General Gonzalez. They have already filed suit against him in California. I submitted 240 pages showing that Mr. Principi got a $250,000 bonus to quadruple the contract between this company and the VA. And we're hoping that they end up indicting Mr. Principi. I would like to see him together with Duke Cunningham and your former Attorney General Gonzalez. I'd like to see him, share the same cell. Yeah, I think that would be very, very nice.
Now, you had some more information, too, that's something else that's going on, too, with the veterans that you wanted to relay to the people out
there. Yes,
there.
I've got everything all prepared here, but if I hip-hop around from one thing to another, other than what I was going to talk about, I'm not going to get into the more important things, Deanne.
Well, okay, go ahead. I'm not going to stop you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, these are the words of Michael J. Davis, Vietnam Combat Vets Limited and VetNet out in Pilot Point, Texas. And he says, I consider myself immensely fortunate to have had the opportunities to learn that each of you share my perspective on truth and ethics. And while doing some research, I stumbled onto the following. I recognize that all of you have had the honor of serving the public and that some of you continue each in your own way. And in that light, I offer this excerpt as a thought for the day. This is from Michael Davis, Vietnam Combat Vets. Ethics matters. Anyone who does not understand that the Constitution and the public interest...
Well, we have to stop you here for
okay.
a minute. We're going to break, and we're here with Arthur in Brooklyn, and we're going to be talking more when we come back.
I can't hear you.
We'll be right back after this break.
Okay.
Arthur, hold on a moment.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne and callers. We're going to hold off on calls until Arthur is finished here. And Arthur, you're back up. Sorry about the stop amidst to your comment, but if you can continue on where you left off.
Okay, ethics matters. Ethics matters. Anyone who does not understand that the Constitution and the public interest are best served by the truth, irrespective of the ideological or policy preferences of those in power, has no business leading American intelligence. They should be fired. And at the same time, anyone who speaks the truth to power and then sees power lying to the American people has an obligation to go first in confidence to the U.S. Congress and then openly, if Congress will not act, and generally, recently, this has been the fact, Congress will not act, and it is in the national interest to the public. There's no higher oath and no higher honor for an intelligence officer than to stick to the truth when serving the public, and this includes admitting long-standing deficiencies and not trying to bullshit Congress about capabilities that do not exist. There's a book that'll really explain this. It's on the New York Times Book Review. Bestseller is James Bamford, called A Pretext for War, 9/11, Iraq, and the Abuse of America's Intelligence Agencies. And this is by Doubleday. It's a 2004 book. Big book, 420 pages. And this is what we have just been reading, sent to me by Michael Davis, was an extract from this book, A Pretext for War. And it's a damning portrait of the country's intelligence agencies as woefully ill-equipped to deal with the threats of terrorism and a post-Cold War world. And I have something here that was just sent to me. Very interesting. There's a picture here. This is sent to me by Don Holland, who at one time was the busiest Navy recruiter during the Vietnam War. And I see a picture of four Apache Indians standing there with their rifles. And on the far left side is Geronimo. And in big letters it says, Homeland Security, fighting terrorism since 1492. Ask the Indians what happens when you fail to control immigration. They'll tell you.
That's a good one.
You know, really, that's a fact. Now, let's talk about the disgraceful treatment of our veterans. And here's an article that which appeared in the McClatchy newspapers by Joseph Galloway, Joe Galloway. And it's called Disgraceful Treatment of Veterans Stains America's Honor. Now, this may be the first time in our history that we began to neglect and forget our troops during a war. And the next politician who shouts, God bless our troops, ought to be tarred and feathered and ridden out of Washington on a rail for sheer hypocrisy. And as you do your holiday shopping this year and think about a big turkey dinner and piles of gifts and the good life that most Americans enjoy, just please spare a thought for those who made it all possible. Those who serve in our military and the veterans who've worn the uniform. And there are some new statistics that give us reason to be ashamed for the way that our country has treated those who have served and sacrificed for us. Those statistics damn the politicians who start every speech by thanking troops and veterans and blessing them. They indict our national leaders who turn up at military bases and the annual conventions of veterans organizations and use troops and veterans as a backdrop for their photo ops. You know, the guys with the hats. And consider this. Just consider this. An average of 18 veterans commit suicide each and every day of the year, according to recent statistics from the Veterans Administration. That's 126 veterans who kill themselves every week, or some 6,552 veterans who take their own lives each year. Our veterans are killing themselves at twice the rate of all other Americans. Now, one quarter of the homeless people in America are military veterans. That's one in every four. Is that ragged man huddled on the steam grate in a brutal winter a Vietnam vet? Did that younger man panhandling for pocket change on a street corner fight in Kandahar or Fallujah? For the past 4 years, the VA has been insisting that it's doing everything it needs for the nation's veterans. And that's simply not true, particularly when it comes to the VA's treatment of mental health issues. As my McClatchy newspaper colleague, Chris Adams, had reported in a series of groundbreaking stories this year, McClatchy newspapers, remember that, in Washington, D.C., the VA mental health system, even by its own measures, wasn't prepared to give returning veterans the mental health care that they need. The experts say that between 20 and 30% of all troops returning from combat duty in Iraq and Afghanistan may be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, but many of the VA hospitals didn't have the special PTSD programs that experts say are vital.
I have to stop you here. We're going to break, and we'll be right back with Arthur Bergloff. And we're at Republican Radio Broadcast. We'll be right back up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne. By the way, folks, go to my blog, which is, again, justiceradio.wetpaint.com, justiceradio.wetpaint.com. You want to call me direct, it's 630-666-8528, or 847-594-1620 is another way you can reach me. I take a number of calls during the week from all over the world, and I thank you all for calling in. And we're going right back up with Arthur Bergloff. Arthur, you want to continue on where we left off at the break?
Okay. Many of the VA hospitals do not have the special PTSD programs that the experts say are vital, and soldiers returning from Iraq are allowed to slip unnoticed into their old lives, and neither the Department of Defense nor the VA does anything to monitor their mental health. The VA keeps telling Congress that all is well. Well, that's not true either. As Chris Adams reported, the VA has been using fudged or inflated numbers to do so, and after years of promising that it's getting a growing backlog of disability compensation applications under control, things actually got way worse this year. They lied to us, as they usually do, the VA. Now, no matter whether they've been wounded and need follow-up care or support, or whether they're coming apart at the seams and feeling suicidal, they sometimes must wait months and months for an appointment to be evaluated and treated at VA medical centers. the same people who don't blink at spending $3 billion a week on their war of choice in Iraq, that's the oil, the boys in the oil company, were the ones who cut the VA budget. The Congress people who take care of private interests first and our nation's military last, who cut the VA budget and privatized maintenance. They actually privatized maintenance at Walter Reed Army Hospital and opposed every attempt to expand benefits for veterans, old and young. Now, these are the same people who turned a blind eye as their corporate sponsors and private donors looted billions of dollars from the Treasury with no compete contracts. We're talking about Halliburton. We're talking about the VA and QTC, a no-compete contract, and bloated bills for everything from food to the troops to fuel for their tanks and trucks. As a wave of wounded troops suffering brain injuries from the blasts of roadside bombs and landmines poured into military hospital, these people, posing as fiscally responsible budget makers, were cutting in half the money spent on research into brain injuries. They actually cut it in half with all that's going on. These frauds who love to pose as wartime leaders sat back and did nothing as a cruel bureaucracy sent bill collectors out to harass double amputee veterans for thousands of dollars because they neglected to turn in their armored vests and other gears into the supply sergeant after they were blown apart on the battlefield. They did nothing as the Army became ever more conservative, even stingy, in the number of injured and wounded soldiers it judged worthy of full disability pensions. Now, soldiers who suffered brain injuries and PTSD, so severe that they couldn't function, were put on the street with a 30% disability pension. That's $700 a month to support a wife and three children. Neglecting our war veterans and the widows and orphans that result from our wars is as American as apple pie. It's nothing new, but in the past we always waited until after the war's end to forget those who had fought the war. This may be the first time in our history that we began to neglect and forget our troops during a war. Imagine, during a war, we're forgetting what's going on. All of this is shameful. It's shameful for a people whose freedom and prosperity rest on the back of these soldiers. It rests on the backs of these soldiers, but have forgotten them so completely that they haven't held their Congress and their president responsible for this stain on America's honor. The next politician who shouts, "God bless our troops," ought to be tarred and feathered and ridden out of Washington on a rail for sheer hypocrisy. Now, the man who wrote this is Joseph Galloway, Joe Galloway. He's the senior military correspondent for McClatchy Newspapers and a nationally syndicated columnist, one of America's preeminent war correspondents with more than four decades as a reporter and writer. And he recently concluded an assignment as a special consultant to General Colin Powell at the State Department. And Galloway, who was a native of Refugio, Texas, spent 22 years as a foreign and war correspondent and bureau chief for United Press International, and nearly 20 years as a senior editor and senior writer for U.S. News and World Report magazine. And his overseas postings include tours in Japan, Vietnam, Indonesia, India, Singapore, and 3 years as UPI bureau chief in Moscow in the former Soviet Union. During the course of 15 years of foreign postings, Galloway served four tours as a war correspondent in Vietnam and also covered the 1971 India-Pakistani war and a half a dozen other combat operations. In 1990-1991, Galloway covered Desert Shield, Desert Storm, riding with the 24th Infantry in the assault into Iraq. General Norman H. Schwarzkopf has called Galloway the finest combat correspondent of our generation, a soldier's reporter and a soldier's friend. And we also thank Larry Scott, the VA watchdog, for a lot of this information. Larry Scott, you always send me good stuff. Thank you.
Well, that's brilliant. But I want to ask you a question, too, Arthur, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
What the situation right now in the White House is pretty dim, I would say. Who do you think has a better chance to clearing up this mess in the veterans, organizations if they got into the White House.
There's only one man who can clear this up, but I think they're going to tie his hands and not let him do what he wants to do. And that's Ron Paul of Texas. Ron Paul is seeking the Republican nomination. We feel he doesn't stand a chance of getting it because he doesn't stand for what the Republicans stand for or what the Democrats stand for. He stands for America and Americans. And I don't think either political party will tolerate this. I think Ron Paul has got to run as an independent and not as a Republican.
Now, this corruption that is going on in the White House right now, do you think, I've been hearing it from a lot of people, they think that this administration is going to stay intact and there won't be an election, that this White House will stay the same from some horrible cosmic of scenario happening between now and the election.
Well,
do you think that's a possibility?
It's not only a possibility. I would say it could very well be a probability. Mr. Bush does not want to let go of power. Mr. Bush is an egomaniac, and I think prior to the election, Mr. Bush will end up declaring martial law and may end up declaring himself Emperor of America, and that's when we'll have to storm the Bastille, that's when we'll have to erect the guillotine, and we'll have to march the perfume princes up the steps for their final appearance.
Well, now, I've been hearing all kinds of rumors of new laws in regards to this privatization you were talking about, the Veterans Administration, the post office.
Yep.
Everything is being privatized, and it's not really in the public eye because it seems as though the mainstream press is not putting that out there. Hospitals, everything is being privatized. And
that's right.
They have administrative boards that oversee medical issues, overview legal issues, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think there's anything that the public can do to put a stop to this?
Yeah, they can get off. They can turn off their television sets and try and start taking care of the country's business instead of the wrestling shows and NASCAR. That's what the public can do. Just get off their lazy behinds and do something for America and Americans. And let's start with the people who are in the service and let it carry over to the people who have been in the service, veterans who are being denied their rights, and people who are getting out of the service with no place to go and being screwed out of their disability compensation. This is where to start it. And I'll tell you, the more people who join in this, the difference between now and Vietnam, we were out demonstrating in every single city to stop the war. We were out, hell no, the kids were out there every day, hell no, we won't go. Today they're just sitting around with their blogs and nothing is happening.
Well,
the other thing, too, Arthur,
that is very troubling is that, like you were saying before, though there are people out here that know what's going on, it seems like they're helpless because there's no one to report this to, because it seems that the judicial process totally corrupted, policing process totally corrupted. So, where do we take this to?
The police are bought and sold. The media, with a possible few exceptions, like people like McClatchy News and the old Knight Ridder Company and, people like this are exceptions. The media has been bought. A lot of this is not even mentioned in the media anymore. Now, Associated Press lately has been coming out, the last year, year and a half, Associated Press has been coming out with a lot of this. AP has been good. McClatchy News has been good. The rest of them, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for. Now, if you could access a website, VA Watchdog, it's www.vawatchdog, that's WATCHDOG.org, and there's something on there called Packaging Peak. Peak is the guy that they just pushed in for Secretary of the VA. Now, they knew I was in on this, and I was the guy most responsible for putting pressure on the Senate to get that veteran lawyer thing, the new law passed that allow veterans to finally have attorneys after 75 years of being forced over to the service organizations. Now, being that they knew I was in on this and I was going to testify in March against this guy, Peek, they rushed this thing through about 2 weeks ago and they sneaked him in as a secretary. And Patty Murray of Washington says, we're going to scrutinize him very carefully. Patty Murray didn't say a word. She didn't oppose him. Obama didn't even show up to the meetings. I mean, is running a caucus and running in the primaries more important to these politicians than who's going to run the Veterans Administration for the next 4 years? We think it is. We think it's more important to these guys to stump for president rather than to take care of the country's business. And this is called this this thing on VA Watchdog. It's called Packaging Peek, how a former Army Surgeon General with ties to the Walter Reed scandal and a one-time executive with a company raking in VA contracts worth hundreds of millions of dollars was sold to Congress and the vets as a good guy who could save the VA. And this is incredible what's going on here. And Senator Barack Obama of Illinois not showing up for the hearing, this is a bigger disappointment. Senator Akaka from Hawaii, the head of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, indicated Peek would be confirmed even before the hearing was held. And the biggest disappointment of all was, as I said before, Patty Murray rolling over, playing dead, scrupulously avoiding the tough question, and finally saying, I am likely to confirm your nomination. I mean, what twaddle, this whole thing. And James Peek is going to be confirmed now as the VA secretary. And his nomination, I believe, has moved out of committee to the full Senate. And veterans get to hold their breath and hope that this political hack is just a little bit better, a little smarter, and a little more caring than the previous political hacks we've had, like Nicholson and Principe. Well, don't bet on it. He's cut from the same mold, and he's going to be the same thing. Now, here's something that every American should be interested in. And this is by Pastor Chuck Baldwin. It's called Buy a Gun. It's newswithviews.com. He that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Luke 22:36, KJV. And most of us are aware that the heroic actions of a brave woman at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs, Colorado, a few days ago, saved the lives of perhaps scores or even hundreds of people. However, her bravery would not have counted for much had she not been armed. On that fateful December Sunday, a man by the name of Matthew Murray entered the church armed to the teeth. According to press reports, he was armed with a semi-automatic rifle, two handguns, some smoke grenades, and more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition. By the time Murray arrived at the Colorado Springs Church, he had already killed 4 people, 2 at a missionary training center miles away and 2 in the church parking lot. He had wounded several others. No one realized it at the time, but the man was a serial killer in the midst of a rampage.
He was a serial killer?
That's right. He doubtless planned to kill as many people as he could, as there were thousands of people inside the church. Had there not been an armed citizen in the church house, the death toll would have been massive. Now, according to church spokesman, the congregation has over a dozen members who volunteered to serve as security personnel for the church. Jean Assam was one of those volunteers. Jean Assam is a former police officer. And she said, I saw him, Murray, coming through the doors, and I took cover, and I waited for him to get closer. I came out of cover, I identified myself and engaged him, and then I took him down. Murray died in the exchange, although Assam shot him several times with a 9mm pistol. The coroner's office said that Murray actually succumbed to a self-inflicted gunshot wound. After being incapacitated by Assam's gunfire, Murray apparently turned one of his weapons on himself. Now, you can chalk up one for the good guys, or in this case, the good gals. Have you noticed how the media dropped the Colorado story as soon as it was discovered that a lawfully armed citizen ended the potential massacre by using her own handgun? Had the killer been successful in murdering scores of people, however, it would have been at the top of the news for weeks as it is. The story is already buried in the dungeon section of the news, as if it is in the news at all. This is our media. They usually bilge out, and they bilged out again in this case. Now, one thing, bilging out means giving up and quitting. One thing the national news media will always ignore is the practice of lawful self-defense. For example, most people are probably not aware of the fact that American citizens use a firearm to defend themselves more than 2.4 million times every year. That is more than 6,500 times every day. This means that each year, firearms are used 60 times more often to protect the lives of honest citizens than to take lives. Furthermore, of the 2.4 million self-defense cases, more than 192,000 are by women defending themselves against sexual assault.
I have to stop you here. We're going to break, and then we're going to mention right quick, Arthur, the situation with the woman that was raped when we come back. We'll be right back after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, it's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne, and we're coming right back up with Arthur Berkloff with the Veterans for Constitutional Law. Arthur, if you could please continue on. I'll try to hang in there as long as I can here, because I want you to bring up the information on that woman that was raped.
Okay, if we have time, I'll be glad to. I've got that as the next thing after I finish this.
Okay.
Furthermore, the 2.4 million self-defense cases, more than 192,000 are by women defending themselves against sexual assault, and in less than 8% of those occasions is a shot actually fired. The vast majority of the time, 92%, the mere presence of a firearm helps to avert a major crime from occurring. And this is what Congressman Roscoe Bartlett, Republican of Maryland, concluded after extensive research. According to Representative Bartlett, the number of defensive uses is four times the number of crimes reported committed with guns. And John Lott, a senior research scientist at the University of Maryland, agrees with Bartlett. His book, More Guns, Less Crime, documents the fact that instead of being a cause of crime, firearms in the hands of private citizens are actually a major deterrent to the crime. And let's go over here and get some quotes about people in history. Okay. Jesus has also acknowledged when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. That's Luke 11:21. Furthermore, the Apostle Paul emphatically said, but if any provide not for his own and specifically for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. That's I, Tim 5:8. Does not providing for his own include not providing protection? Of course it does. The right and, yes, obligation of personal self-defense is entrenched in both Christian and American tradition. People who would deny citizens the right to arm themselves are either naively ignorant or deliberately duplicitous. As Robert Heinlein said, an armed society is a polite society. America's founding fathers agreed with Heinlein. Thomas Jefferson said, no free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. He also said, laws that forbid the carrying of arms disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. Samuel Adams said, the Constitution shall never be construed to authorize Congress to infringe the just liberty of the press or the rights of conscience or to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. James Madison said, to preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of people always possess arms. Thomas Paine said, arms discourage and keep the invader and plunderer in awe and preserve order in the world as well as property. Horrid mischief would ensue with a law-abiding deprived of the use of them. And George Washington called the private collections of arms the people's teeth. America must always preserve the right to keep and bear arms. To do any less is to invite oppression and tyranny.
We're at the end of the
acts of violence.
Arthur, hold on a second. We're at the end of the first hour, and we'll be back after break. And I'll let you bring on the other part about the rape, and then we'll be right back, folks, on the B. Amberly Show.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic